Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. So this is Plain Talk here at AirVenture. We're in the AllSim booth with some really cool folks from a French-based simulation manufacturer. We've got Scott and Mike. Say hi, Scott.
Thanks for having us. Hi to your, all your listeners.
Scott, just, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm here based in the North American office for AllSim Simulators in Austin, Texas. And then my colleague here, Mike Tonkin, flew all the way from our headquarters in France.
Bonjour, Mike. Ça va bien, non?
Bonjour. Très bien. Merci. Yep. Happy to be here speaking to you again, as we were last year, I had a conversation. Came in from France. I'm responsible for business development, based in headquarters, as Scott mentioned before. So global business development, mainly US and Chinese focus on my side of things.
Wow. And Scott, I seem to recall you have a PhD.
I do. Yeah, it's actually in international politics, which is kind of interesting. So. Lately, it's been learning a lot more about aviation regulations between different countries rather than talking about foreign policy or some of my other topics. But it's been a blast. Love the industry, and it's been about 2.5 years with AllSim, and we're very happy to be here in Oshkosh for our third year.
Wonderful.
At AirVenture.
What attracted you to AllSim?
Frankly, it's Mike. I mean, Mike is just, he's a great guy. He's a Manchester United fan. No, but a great company, great product. I think we're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. And I sort of left academia, and I knew if I was going to leave something, I wanted to make sure that I was really passionate and I had that passion for aviation, and it was a good product. And I saw a need, especially with the beginning of a sort of pilot shortage. And it's kind of nice because I actually use my professor background and my experience as being a dean and a professor. We work a lot closely with the Canadian and U.S. universities and their flight training programs.
And I do recall that there's an AllSim flight simulator at the flight school at Kitchener, Ontario.
Yeah, we do. We've got one of our larger AllSim ALX simulators at Waterloo Wellington Flight Center that partners with the university there as well. And we actually now are growing quite rapidly in Canada, all the way from Vancouver all the way east to Quebec. And we've got some exciting news I can't share, unfortunately, yet, but we'll be adding some new Canadian clients over the next couple of weeks. So,
I can assure you that I won't tell anyone.
Phil, I wish I could. I so badly want to. But I will. You'll be one of the first ones I call, I promise.
Thank you. That would be cool.
I will let you know as soon as I'm available to.
What are your thoughts? You know, we have a global pilot shortage, and that's transitioning into instructor shortages. And, of course, the economics of flight schools. How are you guys and girls really impacting that challenge?
We're fully aware of this situation. Obviously, we hear this on a daily basis, speaking with our clients, universities, flight training organizations. Once the instructors have their hours built, whether it be 1,000 with a degree or 1,500 without, they are off to the airlines, regionals first of all, and then off to the majors afterwards. What we're trying to do is work with the flight schools to understand what sort of curriculum and what sort of extra tools they require to help make the simulator more automated. This meaning that a student can use the simulator to have a specific lesson at a specific time without always the need of an instructor to be there. This is the request of the flight schools. This is what we hear on a regular basis, and this is something that we are investing heavily in. Recently, start of this year, it was part of our strategy, and we've recruited specifically 7 new software developers to specifically work on this element with 2 or 3 key flight flight schools, which I can't mention at the moment, unfortunately, but they're working closely with us to be able to bring this to the simulator. One thing, like I say, is to be able to train without the requirement 100% of an instructor, but also to have that standardization. If we can put standardization into the simulator, then the flight school and universities, they are happy that the students are getting the same level of training on a regular basis.
Oh, very cool. Scott, in the booth, you showed me the cool new immersive video simulator. I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, we've got, well, part of that plan that Mike was talking about, the software development plan, is also to increase the immersion, to make it even closer to almost being the same as in the aircraft. So part of that, those bullet points of the layout of the plan was also a brand new visual system for VFR, especially for your initial PPL training. It's quite important. And other elements like a butt kicker is the term that they use. It's a subwoofer in the seat to better feel the turbulence of the aircraft in the sim, and hard landings and engine startups and things of that nature. So all that is going on at the same time as some of the things that Mike was just talking about for the instructor shortage and debriefing and scenarios and that sort of thing.
I do recall the heady days of my first simulator being a Microsoft simulator, and I would sit in the chair and have the stereo speaker going and my son rocking the chair as I get a hard landing.
That was the way to give you the immersion at that time.
Exactly. Yeah, things have definitely progressed pretty quickly. Everybody knows with technology, it keeps faster and faster. And graphics cards have improved, so visuals have improved, but other elements have improved as well. So it's great to show people here at the air show the different capabilities, and they usually get a kick out of changing the ability to change the weather and other scenarios, and to transport them directly to from.
So what's the long-term vision?
Long-term vision is to be able to assist the universities with providing, obviously, cost-effective, safe training environments, high immersion, standardization, to assist with the issue with the flight instructors leaving the flight schools. Alsim, we started to look heavily to the US market in 2016, obviously with recruiting Scott, recruiting Elise, Justin, a few other members of the team based out of Austin for the sales and marketing. And the good news is we've spoke about it, in fact we announced it last year here at EAA, Oshkosh, that we were going to be opening production facilities hopefully within 12 months, and I can happily say to you that is done.
Wonderful.
We'll be opening, we'll be starting assembly first of all, hopefully from September this year, just south of Orlando. So we have a new facility there, and hopefully the plan is within maybe 3-4 years time we'll have another new facility, but directly on the airport in Lake Wales, so like I said, about 40 minutes south of Orlando. So we're really here to accommodate the US market. We believe we have the right products, we believe we have good solutions, and we've got some great clients here. We've got some great clients who are working with us to help us improve the product that we deliver to them.
And a closely guarded secret, I'm sure, but 25 years.
Yes.
With the technology in the marketplace being used day in, day out.
Yeah, 25 years, and we've had some of our Canadian clients have been our clients for over 10 years. So,
wow.
We're looking forward to another 25 years. So, as Mike mentioned, that facility will also cater towards our Canadian clients as well, and. We're looking also probably eventually, like any company, bring out new products over the next couple of years. That's part of the strategy to make sure we can cater to most of the people's flight training needs.
So, gentlemen, what's on the horizon? Excuse the pun.
Well, immediately, this evening, a big party, because as you said before, 25 years. So afterwards, Scott was saying, we'll be bringing out at least 3 to 4 new simulators over the coming years, 18 to 24 months, based around the demand of the market. We are listening to the market. At the end of this year, we will have our airliner products, which will be released. This is a hybrid 737-320 interchangeable, really positioned at that jet transition, that systems management, understanding FMS. The pilots nowadays, we see there's a big gap between jumping from flying a twin engine piston into what could be a CRJ or a medium class, like I say, 327-37. We are already, before even producing the first sim, we've already sold four of these simulators. Two are going to a large flight training organization in Greece, Egnatia. One is coming to the US to a large upset recovery training partner, APS, based in Mesa. And another one is coming to another US client. Again, at the moment, I cannot disclose. We think it's going to be a very successful product to help specifically with that transition period from twin pistons over to the more speedier type of aircraft that these pilots are moving on to today with the regionals.
I don't even know what else to say. Mike, I think covered it pretty well right there.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk, and bon chance with the 25 years. I can't wait to see the 30-year patch.
Oh, thank you very much.
As always, thanks very much, Phil. Much appreciated for the time. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.